know who I'm talking about? Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton is 75 years old today. Three-time member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the Yardbirds, Cream, and then as a solo artist. Eric Patrick Clapton, born on this day in Ripley, England. He left the Yardbirds just as they started to get famous because he didn't want to do hit songs. He wanted to play the blues. So he joined John Mayall's Blues Breakers, then put together Cream with Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker, then Blind Faith, then Derek and the Dominoes, and then his solo career, which started in 1970. Eric says he was lucky to be able to make music.
I've always counted myself to be very fortunate to be in a creative process that is easily understood at a very, very deep level. I mean, it's a gift that I am so grateful to have been given.
Sang a couple of songs with Cream, but guitar playing and singing, didn't know he could do it.
I'm okay with my singing. It always is a bit of a shock with me when I listen back to something that I've just done. I just think I sound like a 10-year-old schoolboy. You know, the easiest thing to approach about my singing is that I know it comes from the heart. And I don't find that difficult, like, to get in touch with whatever the emotion is. I can sing from my feelings really easy. And it might be that that was what I learned from playing the guitar. I know how to do that. It's about all I can do because I'm not a technician on the guitar or vocally. I think what I've always been able to do is express.
If you've ever heard blues guy Otis Rush, he sounds exactly like Eric Clapton when they both sing. I don't know who copied who, but they sound almost identical in a lot of songs. Now, speaking of songs, Layla, probably the most well-known song from Eric Clapton. It actually was a hit twice. 1971, the original version, Derek and the Dominoes, and then the unplugged version from Eric Clapton in 1992. How come that happened? How does it become electric and acoustic and a hit both times?
It's simple music. Those songs were written out of a desire to play live, and they stand the test of time. They always feel good to play, and it's like a small band dynamic, you know. So it can be elaborated on, but you can also strip it down and the songs hold up.
Strip it down.